In the second Aliyah of Parshas Vayechi, we find Yaakov is ready to give a bracha to the sons of Yosef. And the Aliyah begins, Ve'enei Yisrael kabdu mizoken lo yucha leros, ve'ageisho samei lav, ve'yishak lahem, ve'yichabek lahem. So Yisrael's eyes were dim with age. It sounds like some of the Rishonim understand that the tsar that he had made it difficult on him to see. But the Gemara Maseches Yuma, Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, has a more positive perspective on this, that because he was so involved in learning, which he continued to do, even in that setting, it had weighed upon him and it made it difficult for him to see. So he brought them closer and he kissed them and he hugged them. And the Medrash explains that this is because in order to give a bracha, one needs to be in a state of simcha. And as the Torah comments, this is also what we found when Yitzchak gave the brachos to Yaakov. He also needed to be put into a position of simcha in order to do that. And the pasuk continues, Vayomri Yisrael el Yosef, Ra'o fanecha lo filalti, Mine hera osi elokim, gam es zarecha. So Yaakov says to Yosef that here, I never expected to see you again. And this language of lo filalti, there are many interpretations how exactly to translate it. Some understand this to be from the language of tefillah, that I never even prayed that I could be able to see you again, I never thought it was possible. While the Netziv and others understand that it's from the language of plila, which comes from a language of thinking carefully about something, thinking with effort. It's a language that we associate with Dayanim. And he's trying to say here that even if I had given it real thought, it never would have occurred to me that I'd be able to come and see you again. And here, without even trying, now I find myself in your presence and being able to even meet your children. So here he's getting ready to give them the brachos. And he switches around his hands. Instead of putting his right hand on Manasseh, on the older one, he puts his right hand on Ephraim, on the younger one. And this is unusual. The Netziv comments that you could have suggested that maybe he should have just switched where they were standing. And this, he explains, he didn't do because even though he was going to accomplish something by switching his hands, he wanted to leave Manasseh where he was standing because Manasseh was still indeed the Bechor for purposes of worldly matters. So he issues his brachos, and the language here is Vayivarech es Yosef, Vayomar. He blesses Yosef, even though the bracha is really issued to his sons. The Rashbam explains that a bracha given to the sons is really a bracha given to the father. And the language he uses here is Ha'elokim asher hishalchu avosai lefanav, Avraham v'yitzchak, Ha'elokim haroa osi, me'udi ad hayom hazeh. So he says here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who my fathers walked in front of him. And the Medrash has different interpretations of what that imagery is of Avram and Yitzchak walking in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One portrayal here is that these are like Zakenim who walk in front of the Nasi, as the Netziv comments, this is to spread his kavod even further. Or perhaps in a different fashion, these are like sheep who come up ahead of the shepherd, but we understand that the shepherd is really watching them. And Yaakov leaves himself out of this imagery. The Ramban comments, this is because he felt he was perhaps unworthy of being in this picture, because he had to deal with Lavan in a less than completely straightforward fashion. He didn't feel comfortable including himself in this picture. So the idea that he highlights here, Ha'elokim, Haro Osi, and the next pasuk is going to refer to a malach, the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, Adav Kuf Yud Ches Mun Aleph, draws a contrast here, that apparently Parnasa, which is being alluded to here, that comes directly from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, while Geula can come from a malach. So the Gemara says, Kashim Mizonos Yoser Mehageula, or as some would understand it, Gedola, Mizonos, Yosser Mehageula, Mizonos, that comes directly from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, while redemption, that comes from a Malach. And the Torah Tamima comments that here, redemption, that's something that's completely spiritual, so a Malach is able to bring that about because a Malach is spiritual. But mizonos, that's something that's physical. A malach can't relate to a physical need, and therefore he's not able to provide that. So one would have thought, so all the more so, a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any physical needs either. So how is a Kadosh Baruch Hu able to be sensitive to that which is lacking in a physical sense? And the point seems to be that even though neither of them have physical needs, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu creates the sensitivity to humanity's needs, and that's the maila that an angel is not capable of doing. And human beings are told v'halachta b'drachav that we have to be people of chesed who have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even if we don't necessarily automatically feel the needs of others, but we have to pay specific attention to make sure that we are sensitive to that which others need, and that we are responsive and we are able to provide for those needs. So the next pasuk is very well known because we use it in many contexts. Hamalach hagoa losim mikora yivarech es hanarim v'yikari bahem shmi v'shem avosai Avraham v'yitzchak v'yidgu larov b'kerav ha'aretz. So the Gemara that we just mentioned seems to understand this as a malach, as an angel, although in the context here it's a little bit hard to understand exactly how it's meant to be perceived. Are we praying to an angel here? That wouldn't seem to make sense. So some understand this to be a continuation of the previous pasuk. It's a reference to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Briska Rav understood it. The Or HaChaim interprets this to mean that Yaakov referred to the word of God that he issues on behalf of those who love him as a malach, and that Yaakov is expressing the hope that God's word is always going to come to the assistance of Yosef's sons and bless them. But there are those who understand it to mean an angel. The Lutzke Rav, in his commentary, the Oznaim L'Torah, he understands this as a reference to the angel who protected Yaakov in the house of Lavan, and who in general protects from dangerous people, from those who are gomel ra tachas tova, who repay kindness with evil. And he foresaw that this would be an issue for Ephraim and Manasseh in Galus. So either way, it's important to have the context of the previous pasuk to understand that it flows from that pasuk and that we're not praying to a malach here. So we seem to make this problematic by the fact that we often recite this pasuk in isolation, Kriya Shema Lamita and Simchas Torah with Kol HaNa'arim. So perhaps the idea is that we are particularly reminding ourselves in those moments of vulnerability at nighttime or children who are vulnerable, that we call attention to the fact that the little things that help protect us, that they are all shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to maintain that consciousness and that awareness. So the phrase here, Yivarech Es Haniarim, that terminology, Rabbi Eliezer Geltzeller in his Sichos quotes from the Chiddushei Harim that the idea of Ne'arim, sometimes we find elsewhere in Chumash and elsewhere in Tanakh, that Nar means to shake off. And he comments that the idea of constant growth and Aliyah is one who is able to shake off all of the things that otherwise would push him down and would weigh upon him. And that this also comes from a language of Hisorus, and those two terms complement each other. So somebody who feels constantly awake and constantly driven and motivated is able to shake off all of that which may otherwise push him down and is constantly growing. And Yaakov is saying that you should have that bracha, that you should have that protection from those forces that would get in your way, and you should be able to shake off anything that may impede you and be able to constantly grow. Yikari Bahem Shemi, and you will be called in my name, in Yaakov's name, Shem Avosai Avram V'Yitzchak. The Rishalmi says that we have 18 brachos in Shmona Esrei to parallel the 18 times that the Avos' names are mentioned together. And the Rishalmi says that we have Florus only 17, if you're keeping count. The Torah Tamima, one of the earlier references, gives you a whole list of where you could find the 18 times throughout Tanakh. But here you may think that we only have 17 if you're keeping count. So the Yerushalmi explains this counts also, that even though Yaakov's name is not spelled out here, but we know that Shmi here is Yaakov speaking, so it's a reference to Yaakov. So this also counts as one of them. and the Yid Gularov, the Kerev Haaretz. So this language, which invokes the term that is also the word for fish, so this is a symbol of fertility, that just like there are many fish in the sea, so too you will have many offspring, and that is also going to help to survive throughout the challenges of the generations, because since there will be so many, there will be a guarantee for survival, because that will be a hedge against all of the various afflictions. But the hope is that it won't only be because we have many to endure that there will be a survival of the Jewish people, but also because there will be peace, because v'yigularov b'karav ha'aretz, within the land, they will be able to survive and to endure, and not only because of their numbers, and the halavai, that should be the case, that indeed we should be able to endure in a state of peace, and not have to rely on extra numbers in order to have that survival. And Chazal also comment, based on this pasuk, that there is a notion of being covered up from the Ayin Hara, that just like the Dagim are underwater and are covered up, so too the descendants of Yosef should be covered up from the Ayin Hara, should be protected from that which provokes the resentment and the jealousy of others, and that these blessings should come in a wholly positive way, one that brings about benefit but doesn't bring about any kinds of problems that come from evoking the resentment and the jealousy of others.